Cut Day answered the one open question in Josh Allen's room, and it answered it against the man who won the finale. Shane Buechel started all four quarters Thursday, went 26 of 38 for 196 yards, and led the game-winning drive in the 28-27 comeback over Pittsburgh, per Mike Maynard on the team site, then was released Sunday, per the team's official transactions. Kyle Allen is the only quarterback on the initial 53 behind Josh Allen, per Alec White on the team site. Brady had said days earlier that both of them played really good football, and I have such confidence calling the game, knowing them, per Maynard. And after the finale gave Buechel the send-off version, Shane's the one quarterback that hasn't got as much preseason time through the years. Allen himself did not play. Brady ruled him out before the game, per Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI. The more material Cut Day fact for this profile is what Allen throws to. The initial 53 carries only five wide receivers: Keon Coleman, DJ Moore, Joshua Palmer, Khalil Shakir, Skylar Bell, with Tyrell Shavers placed on the reserve physically unable to perform list, per the team's own roster release. Two of those five have not been reported at a practice in weeks. Coleman, who went into a walking boot in mid-August with a sprained right foot, per NFL Network's Cameron Wolf, and Shakir, whose absence head coach Joe Brady would describe only as injury-related. No accessible report since puts either back on a practice field. Meanwhile, every depth receiver who produced in August went out the door. Trent Sherfield, who caught all seven targets thrown his way this summer, per Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI. Dante Pettis, who converted a 3rd and 14 on the winning drive and caught the two-point conversion, per Randy Gerzy at Bills on SI. Mecole Hardman, whose third preseason drop preceded his release, and Jamori Macklin. The one riser is the rookie. Fourth-round pick Skylar Bell, in his debut after a groin injury, led the Bills with 7 catches for 49 yards and scored on a 28-yard jet sweep, per White on the team site. For anyone new to this watch, the June preview called Allen the most reliable per-game profile at the position because his value rides on rushing, the quarterback trait that repeats, untestable in August, untouched by Cut Day. Last week's episode wondered whether the tight end production in Berea previewed where the ball goes if the wideout injuries lingered into September. They lingered through Cut Day, and Buffalo kept 4 tight ends against 5 receivers, per Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports. An inference still, but the roster shape now leans the same way it did. We'll see what the picture looks like as Houston gets closer. Data via NFL Verse.